Frankly, I just don't know how mothers of young children do it all. I realized again and again when I was watching our daughter and our daughters-in-law, and all they had to juggle taking care of our grandchildren. I mean, one day our daughter was trying to do one of those juggling acts, trying to get her 18-month-old son ready to leave on a winter day. She also had a lot to load in the car. So while she was shuttling back and forth, she accidentally let the door to the house close behind her, and it locked. Her son was inside. Her keys were in the house, safe. Every door and window turned out to be locked, of course. Her son was oblivious to the problem. There were no neighbors close by. Well, just as she started to drive to a neighbor's house and call for some help, she noticed a second-story bathroom window that was open, just a little crack. Well, it wasn't easy, but Mom got a ladder. She climbed to the second story, opened a window, and literally tore open the screen that stood between her and her son. You should see the screen. Somehow, she managed to squeeze through that little window and propel herself onto the bathroom floor. You're imagining this, right? Believe me, nothing was going to stop her from getting to the child she loves. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about whatever it takes, love. Well, here's some great news. There's someone who loves you like that. The person in your heart can finally put your total trust in. The person who wants to love you as you've wanted and needed to be loved your whole life. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from John 10, verse 11, and it describes how far Jesus Christ has gone to break through to you. He describes himself here as a shepherd, and you and me as sheep that he will do anything for. Anything? Yeah. Jesus says here, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now, our daughter is a mother like most mothers who will do whatever it takes to be reunited with the child she loves. Well, Jesus is the Savior who will do whatever it takes, including a brutal death on a cross, being totally cut off from God the Father, whatever it took to be reunited with you because he loves you so much. Jesus gives us amazing perspective on what is about to happen as he is nailed to that cross. He says, I lay down my life. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again, which, by the way, he did when he walked out of his grave on Easter morning. Oh, it may have looked like Roman soldiers were taking Jesus' life, but he said he was giving his life to pay for all the sinning you and I have ever done. He is the Son of God. No one can take his life. He gave it for you. So the Son of God left heaven, climbed down the ladder to this selfish old planet, and died on a cross, separated from God, to tear open the wall between you and God, which makes what you do with Jesus really serious business. The only response that will bring this incredible love into your life is for you to say, Jesus, I'm done driving my life. I was never supposed to. I'm turning to you with all my heart because you loved me enough to die for my sin. Oh, you may have heard about his love 1,000 times, or maybe never before. But there's never been a time you've responded to the love of Jesus. Well, until now. Wouldn't you want to begin your personal love relationship with him? Well, if this is the time to do that, then it is. If you want to experience this love for yourself, I urge you to tell him that now. Tell him, Jesus, I'm yours. And I'm inviting you to come to our website as soon as you can today, because I think you'll find the help there and some support for beginning this awesome relationship with Jesus. The website's anewstory.com. Anewstory.com. This is so very important because God will never forget what you do with his son. Not after all his son did for you.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.